No, we didn't. We had a ring toss game that somebody bought where you threw a little lifesaver type ring around a floating buoy. And it was more like quoits than anything. And we had a little game that was called water basketball, I think. It was a floating thing that had a net on it that stuck up above the water about a foot. And you tried to throw a volleyball type ball through it. But as far as real games go, mostly we just played around and tried to knock each other off the floats. We had lots of things like plastic horses and seahorses and things. And seal, I remember the seal. That was the hardest one to ride because it always would flip over and you'd be on the bottom. We'd have races on those things daily for months. Back and forth down the pool, racing to see who could get the farthest without falling off. Well, of course, if you fell off, you weren't out of the race. You got back on. But the chances were, unless the other person fell, then you'd lose.
What kinds of fast-moving rides are you like
in amusement park? Well, there's the roller coaster. And the Ferris wheel is not very fast, but it was scary because I don't like heights. And the whip, and I'm trying to remember what the whip was like, really. They had the whip out at Playland Park, which used to be out South Main, and it had a huge roller coaster and lots of stuff like that.
Did you ever play a running game called Crack the Whip?
Mm-hmm. Crack the Whip was... Everybody got into a snake sort of line, and the front person ran and wiggled until the end of the line got going so fast by centrifugal force that he'd get thrown off. And that was Crack the Whip. And boy, you didn't want to be at the tail of the line because you'd get cracked. I'm trying to think what other rides there might have been. We had bumper cars. And we call them Dodge cars sometimes. And now they have a lot of things out at Astro World. They have the thing that's like the Mad Hatter ride at Disneyland, where the cups spin around on the ends of arms that are also going around. The whip was kind of like that, because the whip would... You'd be going rather gently, and then all of a sudden you'd get whipped around, get thrown like that. So it was probably a very similar ride, just different decorations on it. Had merry-go-rounds, but they weren't fast.
Did you ever hear of an initiation ceremony, involving older boys beating up younger ones?
Oh, certainly.
Any special name for
it? No, but they were things like fraternity initiations, and at Rice, the freshmen were hazed. At A&M, they were hazed until sometimes they got killed. At Rice, that very rarely happened, and if it did, it was usually because the kid who was being hazed was getting so into the spirit of things that he overdid it. Like, for instance, the campanile looks like a bell tower. It looks like the campanile in Florence, but it really is the smokestack for the engineering building. Some kids back in the 40s, I think, were supposed to do something to the campanile, and obviously they were supposed to fail, and so the penalty was that they were to get beat or something. But they found a way to get into it and climbed up it and were asphyxiated by the gases coming out of the smokestack. Well, you see that. You can say they died as a result of the hazing, certainly, but that the hazers killed them is putting it a little more strongly, because they were never intended to get up there.